The Alaska Department of Transportation's proposed schedule for the fall, winter, and spring reflects big service cuts because of the state's belt tightening. DOT Deputy Commissioner Mary Soroki spoke at the beginning of two teleconferences on the schedule.
AMHS's budget was reduced by $43 million. This is life-altering, or in the case of the Marine Highway System, it's schedule-altering. This reduction came about through a compromise worked out with the legislature. So we are better off than we started, and we appreciate the work that the legislature did to help get us to this point.
Earlier this year, Governor Dunleavy proposed a bigger cut that would have shut down service statewide in the fall. This schedule does stop service to Prince William Sound for 7 months beginning in October. It also would have no ships running to Kodiak in the Alaska Peninsula from mid-January through the end of April. Cordova Mayor Clay Copeland asked for a consistent schedule that his community could help market.
What's absolutely unacceptable is no service this winter in Prince William Sound. And we have a long history of working with the administration and advocating for you and helping you to get the funding that we need to provide service in our community, whether that's through the legislature or whether it's through good schedules and coordination that, again, allow us to market and promote the system and get more ridership on it.
Copeland noted over 240 from Cordova also provided hours of testimony on the importance of this service during a Saturday hearing held by the House Transportation Committee. Another Cordova resident, Robin Irving, suggested keeping the ferry Aurora to cover the winter in Prince William Sound instead of having it tied up for those months.
We are getting the entire gap, and Southeast is getting no gap. So I think we need to make it a little more equitable, and I think that's one way to do it.
Schedulers heard from multiple businesses that depend on a ferry connection through Whittier to Anchorage for supplies, along with residents who need the connection for medical appointments. Becky Chapik runs a car rental business company in Cordova.
This total lack of service is not just an inconvenience. It is a harsh, unwarranted action that will put the nails in the coffins of many businesses here who are struggling to make it through the winter months.
The proposed schedule also will impact travel for school sports teams. Kodiak Island Borough Mayor Dan Rohrer said the gap in service left no option for shipping goods back to Anchorage from Kodiak Island.
So anyways, it basically leaves us with only the ability to ship through Tacoma and then back up to Anchorage for somebody to ship household goods, a vehicle, et cetera. So anyways, very, very concerned about that January, February, March, April timeframe. Absolutely would accept a little less service this time of year from the Kennecott, recognizing if we could pick it up in that January, February, March, and April timeframe.
Meanwhile, there was some relief in Southeast Alaska communities anticipating bigger cuts to service. The proposed schedule would keep one mainliner running through the panhandle, along with some additional service mid-November to mid-January to smaller communities in northern Southeast. Dan Kennedy called in from Tenneke, an island community of around 144 people north of Sitka.
It's more than we were expecting after some of the first rumors, which would have been devastating, taking the ferry away for the winter. Any reduction is a big negative for us, as almost all of our groceries and a lot of people, tourists coming to town, is all centered around the ferry schedule. Right now, we've missed two ferries with the strike, and the store's already out of eggs and cheese and milk and stuff like that. And all that stuff can be flown in, but it adds a dollar a pound to whatever you're doing there.
A DOT spokesperson writes that on top of the budget cuts, the ongoing strike will impact the ferry system's budget even more, limiting any changes that could be made for more service. The proposed schedule has a short period this winter when only one of the system's 11 ships will be operating, while others will be tied up or undergoing work. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.